Chapter 16. Lifting the Veil. To put our discussion in historical context, modern-day physicists are the current lineage holders of a wisdom tradition that has been passed down through the ages. Quantum physicists are the living representatives of a distinguished tradition that has its roots in the very first scientists, theologians, natural philosophers, pagan priests, creative artists, and Paleolithic shamans, all of whom have been involved in one way or another in attempting to understand, illumine, and express reality. The discoverers of quantum physics were deeply spiritual people. They were sincerely interested in truth, wherever it may lead. True trailblazers, they were grappling with the deepest philosophical and metaphysical questions that human beings have ever encountered. The majority of modern-day practitioners of quantum physics, however, are no more interested in metaphysics than the ordinary person. Speaking about his colleagues, Wheeler said, "They're content to take the theory for granted, rather than to find out where it comes from." Unlike many of today's corporately trained physicists, however, the founding fathers of quantum physics were passionately interested in, and deeply disturbed by, the philosophical implications of their discoveries. Schrödinger, for example, referring to the new physics that he himself was helping to create, famously said, "I don't like it, and I'm sorry I ever had anything to do with it." Similarly, expressing his struggle to take in the implications of quantum theory, Pauli wrote to a colleague that he wishes he had never heard of physics. Einstein said that if what quantum theory is pointing at is true, he'd rather be a cobbler or a clerk in a gambling casino than a physicist. The real movers of history, people who end up being applauded and remembered by later generations, are those who are willing to step aside from the prevailing mainstream way of thinking to pursue their minority and marginalized point of view. Not being able to find the words to describe the majesty of what they had discovered, the founding fathers of quantum theory fell into stammering when asked to discuss the implications of their own theories. There is not a veiled quantum reality that they were uncovering. They were first starting to realize that the very notion of an objectively existing independent reality no longer applied. The whole meaning of reality came into question. These pioneers in physics were beginning to realize that they had stumbled upon an epical discovery that was destined to change the course of history. Finding the quantum realm is like discovering the Holy Grail. Its magic can potentially change everything. Quantum physics doesn't come with instructions on how to use it, and like the mythical Holy Grail, the powers that quantum physics is unleashing can be used for good or for evil. Pauli, who is considered the conscience of physics, wrote, "I believe that this proud will to dominate nature does in fact underlie modern science. The anxious question presents itself to us whether this power, our Western power over nature, is evil." As with any discovery, there is an obvious shadow side to the revelations of quantum physics. To cite a quote commonly attributed to Nikola Tesla, "It's hard to give unlimited power to limited minds." There is an underlying and unexamined cultural belief that the solutions to our societal problems can be found in technology, which is a direct consequence of our mechanistic worldview and the blindness that it induces. The legend of Faust selling his soul to the devil for unlimited knowledge and power is an image of a deeper archetypal pattern that informs the mechanistic scientific enterprise. Jung points out that when Eros is absent, a vacuum is created, and that vacuum is typically filled by the negative, destructive aspect of the shadow. Connecting with the quantum and realizing our quantum nature bestows such an immense power that this knowledge could only be entrusted upon those with high moral character. Yet many of the new technologies developed out of the quantum revolution are used by some people against others to fulfill their dreams of power and domination. In our modern world, knowledge is power. Clearly, knowledge is a powerful currency. Banesh Hoffman writes, "And here it was that the curtain fell, a curtain of dreary silence and suffocating secrecy hiding a deathly fear. What of the tremendous new theories? Such things are now military secrets, to be told by spies but not by scientists. Yet a corner of the curtain has been lifted to let some fragments of knowledge escape to the light. The days of the nightmare are upon us, and science is in mortal peril of becoming an occult, unfertile priesthood, passing its mysteries on to chosen novitiates who meet stern tests and take the solemn vow of eternal silence. We can but hope the danger soon will pass, And someday, when the skies are brighter, science will again be free to stride forth boldly, in goodly fellowship, along its enchanted path into the unknown. As long as power struggles continue on Earth, and at the moment their end is not even in sight, we must also fight for knowledge. Our task is to help each other to lift the curtain, thereby overcoming the secrecy and compartmentalization by which the knowledge of quantum physics is held as guild secrets among its chosen novitiates, who act as guardians of this supreme knowledge. Lifting the veil of secrecy allows the liberating quantum gnosis to escape to the light, so as to allow these tremendous new theories to resume their unfolding along their enchanted path, extending this knowledge to all humankind, thereby helping all of us. The emerging quantum gnosis, in placing a divine power within the reach of humanity, places an enormous responsibility in our hands. Jung writes, "He can no longer wriggle out of it on the plea of his littleness and nothingness, for the dark god has slipped the atom bomb and chemical weapons into his hands, and given him the power to empty out the apocalyptic vials of wrath on his fellow creatures. Since he has been granted an almost godlike power, he can no longer remain blind and unconscious. He must know something of God's nature and metaphysical processes if he is to understand himself and thereby achieve gnosis of the divine." Because of the practically godlike power that quantum physics has bequeathed to humanity, we no longer have the option to remain blind and unconscious. We are being asked, demanded, to know something of metaphysical processes and deepen our insight, gnosis, into our nature, particularly how we fit into the grand scheme of things. Our species is presently confronted with an evolutionary imperative that we ignore at our own peril. Scientific materialism has trapped us into a dangerous evolutionary bottleneck out of which the demand to expand in consciousness or continue our endless self-destruction is bearing down upon us with apocalyptic force. It is noteworthy that quantum physics is playing an apocalyptic function within the collective psyche. Psychologically speaking, the archetype of the apocalypse has to do with the coming of the self, our true nature, into conscious realization. Etymologically, the word apocalypse has to do with unveiling what is hidden. Quantum physics' role in exposing matter to be an ultimately insubstantial, lower-dimensional, holographic shadow play of the higher-dimensional light of consciousness is a profound instance of just such an unveiling. Nature always seems to evolve in such a way that enhances an organism's survivability in its environment. As if tailor-made for the multiple crises we find ourselves in, quantum physics is just what the doctor ordered to enhance not only our continual survival, but our full-blown blossoming into our higher potential as well. It is offering us a way out of our dilemma by revealing to us a new direction for our scientific, psycho-spiritual, and social evolution. This new direction is not a direction in external third-dimensional space, but instead can only be found hidden within yet-to-be-discovered domains of our own mind. We are already in possession of this medicine. We simply have to recognize this fact and more deeply inquire into its multifaceted curative powers to begin to utilize its benefits. To quote Stapp, "The rebonding between mind and matter, achieved by physicists during the first half of the 20th century, must be seen as a momentous development, a lifting of the veil." The discoverers of the quantum world were aware that momentous changes were afoot, but had as little foreknowledge of the deeper meaning of their discoveries as a caterpillar has of its destiny to become a butterfly. There is a distinction between the act of making a discovery and the act of understanding the discovery that one has made. Physicists have been swept off their feet by the strong currents of their discoveries and know not where they are being carried. It was years before the survivors began to realize that the maelstrom that had so overwhelmed their science had been the convulsive birth pangs of a new era filled with astonishing possibilities. Speaking of the continually emerging quantum theories, Hoffman continues, "Though they be destined to be forsaken by generations to come, they remain a wonderful adventure of the human mind, a wonderful exploration of the works of God. They yet contain within themselves something of the eternal, and to our mortal gaze they stand a dazzling edifice of towering majesty, whose brilliance gladdens the soul and sends forth brave struggling rays to pierce the murk and gloom that press around. Here, in such theories and discoveries, is a revelation, all too scant, of the mighty wonder that is the universe." quantum physics is one of the greatest all-time discoveries of the human mind. It is a living revelation of that which is most important for us to know. Quantum theory is a prime example of Einstein's remark, "Modern science does supply the mind with an object for contemplative exaltation. Mankind must exalt itself." In contemplating and appreciating the revelation of quantum physics, we exalt ourselves, truly praising the Logos in the process. Our task, a mission possible, is to help the brilliant rays of quantum physics pierce the murk and gloom that have seemingly enveloped our world and show us the way to our intrinsic freedom. The worst nightmare of the powers that be is a magical and unstoppable idea whose time has come.